Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood ADHD guide. And today we're diving into something a little different, but trust me, it's super relevant to all those who navigate the wild world of mental health. We're talking about humor, yes, laughter. That old saying, laughter is the best medicine. Well, turns out there's some serious truth behind that. Ever noticed how a good chuckle can instantly shift your mood? It's like hitting the reset button on your brain, even if just for a moment. So why are we talking about humor in the context of mental health? Because sometimes life throws us curveballs, big ones. And those moments can feel overwhelming, draining, and honestly, downright depressing. But laughter, that's our secret weapon. It acts as a shield against stress, a buffer against anxiety, and a reminder that even amidst chaos, there's still room for joy. Think about it. When you're genuinely laughing, your body releases endorphins. Those feel good chemicals that help reduce pain, boost mood, and yeah, make you feel better overall. It's like your internal system is saying, hey, lighten up. Things aren't so bad after all. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. Jake, come on, I'm struggling here. How can a silly joke actually help? And trust me, humor isn't about ignoring your problems or pretending they don't exist. It's about finding moments of lightness even when things are tough. It's about recognizing the absurdity of life sometimes, because let's face it, many situations we find ourselves in are just plain ridiculous. So, how can you actually incorporate humor into your mental health journey? Here are a few ideas. 1. Seek out the funny. Whether it's a stand-up special, a hilarious sitcom, or even just a meme that cracks you up, make time for things that make you laugh. Don't underestimate the power of a good giggle. 2. Find your humor tribe. Surround yourself with people who share your sense of humor. Laughter is contagious, and sharing a good laugh with friends can boost your mood and create positive memories. Remember those late-night chats where you're laughing so hard tears are streaming down your face? Those are the moments that make life worth living. 3. Embrace self-deprecating humor. Let's be real, we all have our quirks and imperfections. Learning to laugh at ourselves can be incredibly liberating. It takes away some of the pressure of always having to be perfect and allows you to connect with others on a more human level. 4. Use humor as a coping mechanism. When things get tough, try finding the humor in the situation. This doesn't mean downplaying your feelings or making light of serious issues, but rather looking for those tiny moments of absurdity that can help lighten the load. Remember, laughter is a powerful tool. It can help you cope with stress, anxiety, and even pain. 5. Be kind to yourself. Laughter shouldn't feel forced or like a chore. If something doesn't make you laugh, that's okay. Just keep exploring different things until you find what works for you. Ever feel like your brain is running on overload? You know that feeling when you're trying to focus on one thing, but your mind keeps jumping from task to task, thought to thought? I'm talking about the classic case of squirrel. That's exactly what happened to me last week when I was trying to write a blog post. My head was swirling with ideas, distractions, and random memories. It was like a mental circus show in there. But then I remembered this one tip. Humor. I started peppering my writing with silly jokes, funny observations about my own procrastination habits, and even a few absurd metaphors. You know what? It worked. Not only did the humor help me stay engaged, but it also made the writing process more enjoyable. And that's the thing about humor. When you embrace it, it can actually help you get things done. So, remember this. Laughter is your superpower. Don't underestimate its power to lift your spirits, reduce stress, and even boost your productivity. So go out there, find what makes you laugh, and let that laughter light up your mental health journey. Join me again tomorrow for another dose of Focus Flux. We'll be tackling the power of mindful movement. Until then, keep it real, keep it funny, and remember to always prioritize your well-being.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.